Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us right now, Peter Bendix, Marlins president of baseball operations. Peter, it's great to have you. Thank you so much. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. I'm excited for the season.
Well, listen, I am too. And you guys were really good last year. Peter, I watch a lot on love watching baseball. So a lot of nights, as you probably have been told, the Marlins games are on and the Rays games were on. So we got to see a lot of that as well. I think it's one of the greatest stories with the low payroll and beating up all the big payroll teams the way you did as general manager up there. I find it really fascinating to break down the drafting, developing of the minor league system. And you guys seem to get great value in trades when guys got too expensive to make sure you got good quality back. I'm guessing those are some of your goals with this organization.
Yeah, you know, it's about trying to be really, really good at all the different factors of acquiring players and developing players, right? And it's something that we need to make every dollar go further in order to catch the Mets and catch the Braves and some of these other teams in our division, and that's a really fun challenge for us.
So I got to ask you, where is, because you've got one of the best systems to work off of. What was your system? Where are we right now as far as the minor league system? Do you like where it is, or is it way behind? Does it have to be built up? What would you say after getting a chance to look at it a little bit?
I'd say the minor league system has some room for improvement, but some of that is for positive reasons, right? Guys like Yuri Perez that have come through the system that don't technically count as a minor league player anymore, but that's for a very good reason. So the players that are within the system right now, I think there's some room for improvement there, but a lot of those guys graduated. Some of them were traded in deals that made us better last year. It's just something that we always are going to be focused on our minor league system every year, because that's the pipeline of players that we need to compete. We are always going to need that group to be as strong as possible in order to keep feeding the major league team.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about now. Jesus Luzardo is going to be the number one guy, and it's got to be great for him to be opening day starter, something every pitcher wants. How's he looked so far with that great stuff that he has?
He's been fantastic. He's been very, very professional and methodical on the mound. You can tell that he really has confidence in himself. He knows what he's doing out there. He's looking to build on an excellent season last year, and he's taking care of business in spring training in the way that you would want to see from your ace.
An interesting one for me is AJ Puck, who had great stuff as a setup guy, and I guess a little bit as a closer last year. Now, making him a starter, you guys have tried to stretch him out a little bit. How many innings do you think he can go to kind of start the season in the starting rotation?
You know, I don't like to put a specific number really on anybody. I think with each pitcher, it's about kind of a case-by-case understanding of them, their body, how they're feeling, and really what's coming out. What does the stuff look like? How does it trend over time? With someone like AJ, he's in a unique position, switching roles like he is, but he's been a starter in the past. He was a starter in college. He was drafted as a starter. He's a little older guy. He knows how to take care of his body. So really it's just staying close on him, understanding how he's feeling, and not putting any kind of arbitrary number on it.
Peter, I got to ask you, just going back to Tampa Bay thing, because I must have spent way too many hours last year talking about it's incredible playing against salary payrolls in the American League East that you went against, you know, for a lot of the schedule last year and just did unbelievable. I'm just always curious as far as handpicking guys that aren't necessarily all-stars, but to play at a high level, win close games, get big hits, get big outs. What's the formula there? What is everybody else missing? Because they've talked down here, we got to be Tampa Bay. They're kind of in our situation. We got to be Tampa Bay. Peter, what is it? You've been part of it. What is it that gets you to that point?
There's a lot of different things. I think one thing that comes to mind is alignment, that they have alignment top to bottom throughout the organization in a way that is really impressive, in a way I was really lucky to be a part of. And it starts with ownership, leadership, the president, the leadership in baseball operations, and the manager and the coaches, and it works its way all the way down to the players. And there's really good alignment and support and a very positive culture there when it comes to really all the different components of baseball operations working together, and when it comes to the front office working with the coaches and the coaches working with the players. And I think what you have is a really good evaluation system that leans into its strengths, that understands the types of moves that it has to make. And then when you bring players in, you have a really good understanding of their strengths and weaknesses and a really good plan for how to improve those weaknesses, but maybe even more importantly, double down on those strengths. Mm. And that messaging, that communication, that buy-in and trust, it all comes from such a positive culture, from stability, from trust, from being allowed to do your job, being put in a position to succeed. And that's the type of thing that I'm really going to try to bring here, do my best to put others in a position to succeed.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Hey, so I got to ask you about your new shortstop, looking for a fresh start. And Anderson, how good has he looked? And have you seen the bat start to come around towards the end of spring?
He's looked great. I think the most important thing with Tim right now is him physically looking and feeling good. And you watch him at shortstop, the way he moves around the field, the triple he hit the other day, he's moving great. He's moving really, really well. He's a dynamic athlete. And we've seen what he can do offensively when he's healthy. I have very little concern about anything that he's done at the plate during spring training. He's a veteran. He understands what he needs to do to get ready for the season. And really, if he's physically healthy, which it appears that he is, and he's mentally in a great spot, then we know what the bat can do.
I got to ask you about Jazz Chisholm. He's made some news here recently talking about the old days and some of the grumpy old guys. And, hey, I'm going to have fun. I want all my teammates to have fun playing. Did you have to talk to him about anything after that, being really honest, a really talented young guy that he is?
You know, I appreciate that Jazz speaks his mind. I appreciate that Jazz cares. He cares. He enjoys what he's doing. He likes to have fun. He's really good at it. And I've been really impressed as I've gotten to know him over the last few months about the amount of work and time and effort that he put in this offseason. He spent a lot of time with former major leaguers, hitting with different guys, working on, you know, his nutrition, on his physical therapy, on a lot of these things that the really good big leaguers understand are very, very important. And they're the foundation for in-season success to do that in the off-season. And to see Jazz kind of understanding that and really taking action behind it in a way that maybe he hadn't in the past, that's really exciting. I think it bodes really well for him.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's got stupid talent. How's he doing in center field? You see him getting better. I know last year was the first year he was able to play it.
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, even last year, from what I heard in the video I watched, he made such improvement over the course of the year. And now he looks very comfortable out there. His athleticism, his speed, he can cover a lot of ground. He can make great plays, and he's getting much more comfortable. I think he could be a really good defender.
So, Peter, you're roaming around watching all your new team and going to different fields and everything. Give me a couple of names of guys that really impressed you where you said, hey, I didn't realize he was going to stand out and be that good here in camp. Who would some of those guys be for you, if you don't mind giving me a couple teasers?
It's hard not to start with Ryan Weathers. The spring that he put together, we always knew he could throw hard. We always knew he, you know, he had the tools, the talent to be really good. But the command that he improved, the breaking ball that he improved, and now that goes with this lefty who can pump upper 90s, and he can turn a lineup over. He seems a lot more confident on the mound. He's really opened a lot of eyes this spring, and so that's been really exciting to see. You know, AJ Puck, we talked about him, but adding multiple pitches in an off season and then showing command of them immediately is really, really tough to do. I think on the position player group, I've been very impressed by just about everybody. I think that Nick Gordon comes to mind as someone who looks healthy and looks like he's hopefully regained the form that he showed 2 years ago. Jesus Sanchez looks completely locked in and a lot more comfortable, I think, at the plate. De La Cruz has been absolutely crushing the baseball, hitting it very, very hard, which is always a good sign for future performance. There's really very few instances of guys where I've been at all disappointed. Yeah.
That's great, man. That's great to hear. By the way, they always talk about, Martin's got a bunch of great arms. Do we still have a bunch of really good arms? I know you got a couple of your starters banged up that won't be in the playing baseball here for a while. How do you feel about this arms overall in the organization?
It's certainly a strength. I think that we could put our group of pitchers up against really anybody. And you know that pitchers are going to get hurt. That's a part of baseball, unfortunately, something the industry is going to have to address. But it's not just a Marlins issue at this point. It's all cross baseball. But that said, I still feel great about our pitching depth, about our pitching quality. Some of our injured pitchers are coming along pretty well. And really having this such a deep group of starters and relievers, it gives us a chance to win every night.
That's great. Marlins, open it up tomorrow at home against the Pirates. 4:10 start, get there early. You get a chance at introduction and see who's going to be on the ball club here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Peter, I want to thank you, man. It was really nice of you to spend a little bit of time. I hadn't met you, and I'm glad we got a chance to talk. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.